My name is Garland Robinson. Friend, the central theme of the Bible is Jesus Christ, Him crucified, and then being raised from the dead. In a previous lesson, we've talked about Jesus being raised from the dead. We've talked about the evidence of the eyewitnesses. Hundreds and hundreds of people actually saw Him with their own eyes after He was raised from the dead. We've talked about the evidence of the empty tomb. Nobody in all the world ever denied that the tomb was empty. His friends did not deny it. His enemies did not deny it. The tomb was empty. And that speaks loud and it speaks clear that Jesus indeed arose from the dead. But since Jesus' body was gone from its burial place, there's only two possibilities as to what became of it. It was either removed by human agency or divine agency. There's no other option. Either men had something to do with it, or God had something to do with it. If the tomb was empty by the hands of men, by human agency, then it could not have been by divine agency. If the tomb was empty by divine agency, that is, God's hands, then it could not have been by human agency or man's hands. If it was removed by human agency, then it had to be then either by His friends or by His enemies. Let's explore that just for a moment. If it was man that took the Lord's body out of the tomb, then it had to be either His friends or His enemies. There's no other option. It can't be any other way. So if we can show from the evidence that His body was not removed by either His friends or His enemies, then it will prove that His body was removed by divine intervention, just as He said that it would be. He had said earlier while He was alive, "Destroy this temple," speaking of His body, "and I will raise it up again the third day." And that's exactly what He did. So we can prove that it was neither His friends nor His enemies that removed the body of Jesus. Therefore, that body came to life Himself. He walked away by His own intervention. Jesus rose from the dead. Let's discuss for a minute the fact that the Lord's friends, the disciples, did not steal His body. They did not remove His body. Now, some who deny the resurrection say the disciples stole His body and then just claimed that He rose from the dead. But at the Lord's capture, the disciples fled for their lives. They were fearful and they ran and scattered everywhere, according to Matthew 26 and verse 56. Who would believe then in just 3 short days they were so daring as to sneak past the soldiers guarding the tomb? They would roll away the great stone and they would steal the body of Jesus? Even if they were brave enough, who can believe that the friends of Jesus would take the time to get past these soldiers, roll the stone away, unwrap the body out of the burial cloth, then rewrap those cloths back together again and lay them down in just a certain way, and then escape with the body? There's no way. That is totally unbelievable. And all of this was done while the guards were sleeping outside. We read in Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 to 66, that the tomb was sealed by order of Pilate, the Roman governor, and that when the tomb was sealed and guards were placed there, these were trained soldiers. These were men who knew what they were doing. They were sent to protect the tomb. We read in Matthew 27, verse 65, that Pilate gave them order, "Make it as sure as you can." And it was done, according to verse 66, just as Pilate had commanded. Now, friends, Roman guards were under the penalty of death if they failed to faithfully keep the charge that was given them. There's no way to believe the guards had fallen asleep on their watch. Dr. George Curie, a student of Roman military discipline, wrote that fear of punishment produced flawless attention to duty, especially in the night watches. Then when we turn to Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 11, We find the fact that the guards were bribed. Can you imagine that? That act alone showed there was absolutely no evidence to support the contention that the friends of Jesus stole his body away. The guards and others didn't know what to explain. They could not explain it. Their report was that the earth shook violently and angels came and rolled back the stone and they fell down as though dead men. They fainted. They were literally scared to death. But yet they were bribed to say that they fell asleep. And while they were asleep, the friends of Jesus, the disciples, came and stole his body away. But friend, isn't that kind of odd? Isn't that funny? How could they testify as to something that went on while they were asleep? Well, I know while I'm asleep, I don't know what's going on around me. I could not be a witness to things that were going on while I'm asleep. And you can't either. While we're asleep, we are oblivious to the events that are going on around us. We have no ideas what's going on. So how in the world would anybody believe that these guards fell asleep and then testify that the disciples stole the body of Jesus? At first, the disciples thought the enemies, or perhaps the gardener, had taken his body away, according to John chapter 20 and verse 2. The disciples themselves did not know how to explain, even though they had heard the Lord say he would rise again. At that moment, they did not believe. They did not comprehend. They had not really figured that part out yet. But then we think about the disciples. We think they didn't have any reason to take his body. At his crucifixion, their hopes were dashed. All their dreams were non-existent anymore. We read in Luke 24:21 that they had trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. But now that this event has taken place, their dreams were in shambles. For his disciples to have stolen the body of Jesus and then claimed that he rose from the dead would have made them liars. And yet they were persecuted unto death because they preached Jesus' resurrection from the dead and bore witness of it. They would have not died for a lie or a hoax. They put their lives on the line. And they died because it was a lie? That's not even comprehensible. That does not make any sense at all. They were not liars. They were not frauds. They actually saw the Lord. They talked to him. They understood that he had been raised from the dead. The whole theme of their preaching was Jesus and him crucified and being raised from the dead. And you read that throughout the book of Acts and throughout the New Testament. So obviously the friends of Jesus, the disciples of the Lord, they did not remove his body. They had no reason to do so, because it was a lie and it was a hoax if they had done that. Then on the other hand, the Lord's enemies didn't remove his body. Some suggest the Jews removed the body to keep the disciples from reverencing the burial place. Others suggest the Jews removed the body to keep the disciples from stealing it and then just claiming that he had been raised from the dead. Well, that's silly though, isn't it? That thought is really silly, because all the Jews would have had to have done is produce the body. If the disciples claimed that they stole it, all the Jews had to do is say, well, here it is. You didn't steal it. Here's his corpse. It would have been a great advantage to the Jews to make sure the body stayed in the tomb. It was common knowledge that Jesus had said he would rise on the third day. We read in Matthew 27:63 that that's exactly what he said. So their intent was to protect the tomb and assure that nothing happened to his body, so that after the third day, they could have gone to the tomb before many witnesses. They could have opened it, exposed the corpse, and shown conclusively that Jesus was a fraud. His friends and disciples, they're fakes and frauds as well. Christianity, the faith of Christ, would have been stopped dead in its tracks if the Lord's enemies could have done such a thing. But they could not do it. They didn't have the body of Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, just 7 weeks later, all of Jerusalem was filled with the news of the resurrection by the preaching of the apostles. The chief priests and others were condemned as being the very ones who put Jesus to death, according to Acts chapter 2 and verse 23. So if they had stolen the body, all they had to do would be run in and say, "Whoa, wait a minute. We've got the body. We stole the body of Jesus." And they could have taken whomever and showed the body, the corpse of Jesus, and say, "Here it is. It's verifiable. Here's the prints in his hands and in his feet. Here's the spear in his side." And so that would have easily just refuted everything the apostles were trying to preach. But friend, they couldn't do it. They could not produce the body because they did not have the body. They could not do it. They didn't take his body away. Everyone, all of Jerusalem knew the tomb was empty. And no one on either side refuted it or even tried to do so. The disciples did not refute the fact that the tomb was empty. The enemies of the Lord did not refute the fact that the tomb was empty. All that was done by the Jews was to try to cover it up as to why it was empty. It would have been to their advantage to show the tomb was not empty, that his body was still there, if indeed it was. But it wasn't there. So since the Lord's friends did not take the body, and the Lord's enemies did not take the body, then Jesus rose by divine intervention. Jesus rose from the dead. He is victorious over death. And the Bible says that because of his resurrection from the dead, we likewise can be raised from the dead one day. All is not lost when we die in this life and we're buried in a tomb. One of these days, the trumpet will sound, the dead in Christ will arise. We read what Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. He said, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Friend, you have a choice today to do good or evil. That power is within you. You can make that choice. No one is making you do one thing or the other. It is a freedom of choice that you have in your own life. Won't you make the right choice? Won't you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world? Repent of your sins. Turn from them. Confess faith in Christ and be baptized. Just as Jesus was buried in the tomb, we're buried in water. He was raised up out of the tomb, we're raised up out of water, and we walk a newness of life, and that's done by the power of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Friend, you can enjoy the blessings of the Lord's resurrection if you will simply obey God and do His will. You can go to heaven one day.